The Iraqi Popular Mobilization Units opened a museum to remind the world of the role the Islamic Republic of Iran played during the war and eventual victory against Daesh terrorists. An array of memorabilia of Iranian military advisors who sacrificed their lives to defend Iraq were put on display.
These individuals felt the danger posed by Daesh. They assuredly rushed to our aid due to their humanitarian values. They came to Iraq and sacrificed their lives to defend this nation and humanity. Our gratitude and appreciation to them and their families. This conference is to remember and honor them.
A conference titled Our Blood is One was held to remember those victims in the presence of their families and participation of top Iraqi political and military officials, as well as Iranian diplomats and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps commanders.
In the early hours of Daesh threat, our brothers, led by Qasem Soleimani, bravely and quickly responded to a request by the former Iraqi Prime Minister. The IRGC, the Iranian Defense Ministry, and even the Iranian police took part and provided what they could, and swiftly.
The head of Iraq's largest parliamentary bloc, Hadi al-Amiri, used the occasion to reject foreign military presence in Iraq, especially considering the price paid by the soldiers to liberate the country.
We reject any foreign military presence on Iraqi territories. We do not and will never accept the presence of foreign air bases on Iraqi soil. We do not and will never accept the presence of any foreign ground forces on Iraqi soil.
Such events, as large as they may be, are dwarfed in comparison to the sacrifices of the soldiers. But in return, the threat of Daesh in Iraq has dissipated, thanks to the blood of these people. At a time when Iraq is enjoying relative peace and security following the defeat of Daesh since late 2017, the PMU has highlighted the pivotal role of the Islamic Republic in their victory, with its self-sacrifices and unconditional support. Ali Mousawi, Press TV, Baghdad.